Reviewing trade with our trading partners, especially Canada. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. South Dakota Governor Larry Roden talked about the importance of trade, especially with our trading partner, Canada.
We're pretty close to Canada, so it's an issue here. And South Dakota is very dramatically an ag state, and so we're heavily reliant upon agriculture. Having said that, I think the farmers and ranchers in South Dakota recognize that Donald Trump is a New York real estate guy, and he understands the art of the negotiation, and we witnessed him in action 8 years ago.
So with that in mind, Governor, do you feel that our producers, the farmers, the ranchers, feel pretty confident in our new leader?
So overwhelmingly, I think the farmers and ranchers trust President Trump. At the same time, we understand the importance of agriculture, and I was recently in D.C. and met with Secretary Rawlins several times. And so we've got a good working relationship with this administration, and we're able to communicate with them and effectively work on solutions to our problems.
And Governor, that's a big step forward, because it's been a while since we've been able to do that.
That's something we haven't seen for 4 years. And so we're pretty optimistic at our ability to work with D.C. on the problems facing South Dakota, especially in agriculture.
And the USDA Secretary Brooke Rawlins told him and others the Farm Bill just needs to get done. A Farm Bill for our producers.
And how do we get the Farm Bill across the finish line this year? It is inexcusable that that has yet to happen. And I understand there are a lot of factors out of the control of those who are making the decision. But there is a new game in town, my friends. And my commitment to you is that we get a Farm Bill done by the end of this year.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.